Hey everyone, welcome back to Those Who Travel Meet Themselves. Last week we left off on my discovery and coming back to who I am and how I found my heart song. My heart song lies in Those Who Travel Meet Themselves, because for me, traveling isn't about necessarily getting to the Eiffel Tower and taking the perfect Instagram picture, but it is about who I meet on that journey, how we meet, the experience we have together, and the memories that are left behind. Nothing can replace that, not even the most perfect picture for Instagram. One of the biggest things I've realized in my travels is that really, you have to meet yourself when you find yourself out of your comfort zone. You're forced to, in fact, because you find yourself without your friends, without your family, and sometimes with no airtime to connect to the other side of the world. And in that moment, you have no one else but yourself to encounter. And when we meet ourselves, how do we treat ourselves? Are we kind to whom we are? Are we frustrated? How do we welcome ourselves when we are at our most vulnerable? What I've found is that I've realized that I'm not the center of the universe. In fact, curiosity and humility humble me, because it's curiosity that got me to that specific place. And I'm absolutely brought to myself by the experience, therefore bringing out whatever pieces of humility that exist within me. Because when you travel, you are at whoever you meet on the other side's mercy, especially when you travel to countries where you do not understand the language, you don't know how things are done, because no matter how much you Google, when you arrive on the ground, it's an entirely different experience. And that is part of the most important things that you learn about travel, is that once you hit the ground, it is you and you, especially if you're traveling by yourself. The first time I traveled by myself was actually a very interesting experience. It was post-apartheid, so apartheid took place in South Africa, where black people were segregated and weren't allowed to travel as freely as everybody else who was white. And so in 1994, Nelson Mandela was released and became the icon for freedom in South Africa. And on the 27th of April 1994, our parents stood in long snaking lines waiting to vote, knowing that as a black person, this would be the first time they finally have a right to exercise their right to vote. And so shortly thereafter, I went to a multiracial school, leaving a school that was of the segregation methodology, where I was in what is termed a colored school. So essentially a school for mixed race children. And I moved to a multiracial school, which was basically children from various races. And when I joined the school, I had the opportunity to go camping, and I was absolutely excited because in my previous school, we didn't have extramural activities, and so I wanted to try out everything on the menu, and so I did. I joined a camping group, and within joining that camping group, I didn't realize that I would end up at a camp and I would be essentially the only non-white person there. So I called my mother, like most children would, and say, "Mom, come rescue me." And the phone rang. My mom picked up. I told her my problem, and there was silence. And then she said, "My girl, you picked the situation. I've paid. I'm not coming to pick you up. I love you." And then she dropped the phone. Literally, that was it. And you could think, okay, wow. She is so cruel. But actually, that was one of the best things that ever happened to me because I learned how to survive in uncomfortable situations, and that was extremely uncomfortable, extremely. And I learned to survive, but not only did I learn to survive, but I learned how to use my talents to prosper. I learned to negotiate that challenging segment of life that we call adjusting to new people. I learned the language that they spoke, and I used everything I knew to my ability to make sure that by the time I left this camp, I had made not only an impression on everyone, but I had left a lasting impression of what an awesome human being I am. Because I really do believe that, and even then, I did believe that I have just as much talent as every other child, and I can contribute and make a meaningful contribution to any social situation I find myself in. And that's what I did. And I'll be forever grateful to my mother for not coming through to save me, but actually saving me by making me realize that everything I need is within me. Because in that very moment, that was what I realized, was that everything I need is within me. I don't need anyone to come and save me. I don't need anyone to drive 300 kilometers to come and take me back home for a decision that I have made. And so when I've found myself in other situations where I'm a newcomer, where I don't understand the language, where I don't know the people, where I feel uncomfortable, I rely on my intuition and I rely on learning and understanding who those people are, and then seeing how I fit in to their picture. So if you ever have the opportunity to be in a situation where there's no getting out of it, stay in it, experience it, and ask yourself, what do you want to come out of this? No one is ever a victim because every situation can be turned around and can be used as a learning point in one's life. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode. We love hearing from you, so please do follow us on Instagram at Those Who Travel Meet Themselves, Facebook at Those Who Travel Meet Themselves, and Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. We've got some great episodes on YouTube, so if you like watching video, do subscribe at Those Who Travel Meet Themselves. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to meeting you out here yet again on the next episode.